Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting third. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Helf. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Shirley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Tex Shirley. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Conway. Batting third. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Pat Sierra. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Krakauskas. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Krakauskas. And now, play ball. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sierra. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Conway moves to second. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shirley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Conway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Sierra moves to second. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Krakauskas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krakauskas hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tex Shirley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shirley strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Conway takes first base on ball 4. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Helf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Conway moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Conway moves to third. Edwards moves to second. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sierra strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Heath moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judnick for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Ross moves to second. One out. Joe Krakauskas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krakauskas is 0 for 1 in the game. Krakauskas hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Shirley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krakauskas for the out. Ross moves to third. Two outs. George Cases at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cases 0 for 2 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf is 0 for 1 in the game. Helf hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tex Shirley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shirley is 0 for 1 in the game. Shirley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Conway misplays the ball. That's an error on Conway. Shirley moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 2 in the game. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Conway hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a pop-up towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fleming moves to second. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sierra takes first base on ball 4. Fleming moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ross hits a fly ball into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Lobbs moves to second. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 2 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sierra. Christman reaches second base with a double. Lobbs scores. Judnick goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Browns. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf is 0-for-2 in the game. Helf takes first base on ball 4. Tex Shirley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shirley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shirley hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Washdell pinch hits for Joe Krakauskas. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washdell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-3 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Washdell moves to third. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Jack Conway. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Case. The throw from Helf and he is safe. Case steals second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman juggles the ball. That's an error on Christman. Washdell scores. Case scores. Fleming moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. It's Browns, 2, Indians, 2. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Lemon now pitching. Dutch Meyer now playing second base. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-3 in the game. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sierra hits a pop-up towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Grimek pinch runs for Don Ross. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Grimek moves to second. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. George Cases at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cases 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Case hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Keltner now playing third base. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lobbs hits a line drive towards the mound. Lemon catches it and throws to first to double up Heath. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fleming hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fleming moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fleming scores. Edwards moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sierra hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Edwards scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Locatello pinch hits for Mark Christman. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Hank Helf. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla pinch hits for Tex Shirley. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.